Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke parin le bahe, azunke, azunke parin le bahe, parin le bahe, mais l'argent cassé washo, azunke, valé le parin vodou le bahe,
azunke parin le bahe,
azunke.
And my reality.
And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Saturday, high noon, and you are tuned in to the Power Lunch, November 13th, 2010. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist, hoodoo, Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. You can join me here live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, on Blog Talk Radio, each and every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and Saturday evening at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, for 1 hour of Hoodoo Central, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, each and every day at high noon for the House of the Divine Prince, featured virtual temple group practitioners and readers, but also known as the Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question or comment, please do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern as spirit does allow. For those of you who may not have taken notice, the show today will be for 1 hour, from 12 noon Central Standard Time to 1 p.m. So please do enjoy, experience, understand that which spirit will bring forth today via the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King Group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationship, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. These virtual temple groups can also be located on the first page of, on my main king profile, at www.keen.com/divine-prince. And you may want to capitalize Divine Prince. Some people are having problems getting in. So do capitalize Divine Plus Prince. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Stay, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, can also be found within the King's Chamber of my website via his Blog Talk Radio archive player. You can also find the Truth Terrorist, Queen Ifama, here on Blog Talk Radio, and Priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare and they can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You can locate more contact information for my co-host, Jeff, and honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles. And I am requesting new entries for the King's Chamber. And also, if you are on my friends list and you have a Blog Talk Radio show, I have already favorited your show, please do consider sending me an MP3 commercial of your show that I may air during my Blog Talk Radio airings. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, quantum, metaphysically, spiritually, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 306 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, please know that I have several other virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of temple groups of various Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective culture and tradition. And these links can be found on my main King profile, www.keen.com/divine, capitalize the D, plus print, capitalize the P, www.keen.com/divine plus print, and also at my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you can also find my call button and my virtual office, which will alert you when I am available for live consultation. Please do take note, and if I am on a call, it will show me as either unavailable or ask you or request that you send a message to my office. So do send that message, set up that appointment time. I will respond to whatever appointment time you place in the system. I'm generally operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, here from the Working Temple in New Orleans, and also here online. So ceremony and ritual manifestation is being done at all hours of the day and night, and I am available for you. I will be forward with the meditation momentarily. Again, this is an hour-long broadcast. So if you need to take a break, this is your opportunity. I will return shortly with a very powerful topic and subject matter along with our meditation and affirmation, why suicide is never, never an option. I was motivated to do this piece by spirit, but also by all the references to suicide that we are hearing, seeing, and experiencing right now in the media. Several homosexuals or accused homosexuals or assumed homosexuals have committed suicide in the last few months, as well as America has an extremely high teenage suicide rate. And the suicide rate within the African-American community has always been considered lower than any other aspect of our society, but even that now is on the rise. And, of course, Tyler Perry has now backed and produced For Colored Girls Only, which is an adaptation of a 1970s theater play production for colored girls who considered suicide when the rainbow was enough. So I feel as if right now we have all this talk about suicide. Oprah Friday had over 200 men in her audience who had been abused sexually as children, and 82%, I believe, 81 or 82% of this 200, which is an extremely high number, had considered suicide, but fortunately and obviously had not gone through with it and had found a way to move forward. And I think it's very crucial that we talk about this. It's often made reference to, it's often said to be a sin, it's said not to be an answer, but no one really takes the time to explain and give you true understanding of why it is never an answer. So I'm going to take a quick musical offering, and I will return momentarily. Divine peace and blessing, joy and prosperity. Ashe. From the point of silence that all life sprang, and now too from a point of silence that we shall begin. In this divine moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We lose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding into our earth plane existence for divine manifestation and revelation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Aguns and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension. we forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. May we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we now manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment, in this time space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization and ourselves as we now know it. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of us all. As we now enter the inner sanctum of Hoodoo Central, in the presence of all who would stand with us and ever stood with us, we light and illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light, even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our relationship with spirit. Hear now the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us, ever steady back into the light and God consciousness and mind, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. I come forward today in divine peace and serenity, joy and tranquility to each and every one of you. I come also in remembrance of who I used to be and who we are all destined to become. Divine wholeness, balance, completion. Each and every pain, negative word or deed, action and experience has played a role in your divine, spiritual, and personal evolution. If you would but only surrender to the forward motion of spirit, not in looking back, not in holding on to that which is not necessary and fruitful or enduring. Pain is not enduring. It has a beginning and an ending, a recurrence and subsidence. It is our memory and recollection of pain that afflicts us the most. There is the perceived physical signaling and illusion of pain, but ultimately, pain is a function and experience primarily of the nervous system and the mind. Yogis, hoodoos, and sages have shown and demonstrated this time and time over. Athletes understand that there is a physical threshold for pain, and then there is a psychological threshold. The pain of suicidal invoking depression is one of illusion turned disillusionment, meaning that we are under an illusion of what we have or don't have, happiness and unhappiness, and the awareness of insufficiency, incompleteness, and imperfection. We perceive that there is no hope, no answer, or resolution to the circumstance, to the feeling, to the experience. We operate in a seasonal, cyclical, spherical, temporal, illusionary, plastic, relative, everyday, ever-changing earth plane dimension for which many of us, most of us, are ill-prepared to navigate. A series of rotating and reorganizing, recreating spheres, if you will, of understanding and experience. We are here now to grow, evolve, a reorientation for the next level and realm of our existence and understanding. Any attempts to shortchange or circumvent this process without authentically moving forward to the next level will only cause the karmic repercussion of repeating the cycle. As the song Jacob's Ladder suggests, each round goes round and round, each round goes higher and higher, suggesting that the cycle keeps moving with or without us. There is no guarantee of returning back to this earth plane dimension during a better time or place, or completing the journey in divine eternal timing. But truly no man understands or knows the day or the hour when all things will change and we enter a new cosmic paradigm and shift with new rules and new players. In the interim, our journey is to persevere and move forward ever higher, ever clearer, ever pure. We have contracted to be here. Before we knew our mother, before we knew our father, before we entered the womb, when we were but spirit, divinity. We have contracted now to be here, ultimately, for our own good, no matter the illusion of the circumstance. Make this understanding your mantra until you believe it, until you get it, until you ultimately understand it. Every challenge, every mystery self-chosen to assist us in fulfilling our divine, ultimate divine path and plan. So in the grand scheme of life and spiritual pursuit, remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and loved creative child of God and Goddess. You are indeed love personified. You are made in the image and likeness of your Creator, so you embody aspects of all these qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. Do not be afraid of your feeling. Do not be afraid of your emotion. Do not be afraid of your experience, of your power, of your magnificence, and your wisdom, thereby gaining through your experience. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you grow, you inspire your children to grow. When you evolve, you inspire your community to evolve. When you change your life so that it's more aligned with the interests and the goals of spirit, all becomes a blessing. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is indeed who you are, your heritage, your birthright. Mirror and reflect back unto life, creation, the mirror, that divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And just for a moment, remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. If you're having trouble remembering, just sit still, create it, recreate it, fake it until you can make it. But know and understand that you do have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the peace, the balance, the love, the clarity you need and seek in your life. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way I choose, negative and positive. For indeed, all paths lead forward. You may be stuck. You may repeat a cycle, but ultimately all paths lead forward. Expediency becomes the choosing. It is in the decision to move forward rather than to labor in vain. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, like the divine creators itself, I am limitless. My mind, my spirit, that vast sea of creativity that we have access to within the minds of our own divine internalized computer system. It is vast. It is limitless. It is not bound by time or place. Pain, physicality, and we are part of a vast and unified wholeness. This is our divine inheritance. This is our birthright. So I'm free from all concerns about the past. I'm free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect divine plan. I do not strive to attain what you have. I do not strive to attain what I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and I release my grip on life, my grip to control life. I am calm in the knowledge and understanding that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. For they are all a part of my divine experience and education. When problems arise, and they will arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and all answers provided in time. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are limitless and eternal. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak and come to me. They minister and administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and tranquility, divine wisdom and understanding, and my path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz, crystal clear, refined, mathematical, and focused. And in every day and every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. And I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I greatly receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am a divine creator. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am in divine balance. I am complete. Brahmanico, Brahmanico Indora, Brahmayako, Brahmayakanda. Ishu alek wana kosi were awu unlo uto ni iwo ada afanbo osi obatalami ita ni iwo oni yo aban ishu. Ishu is the respected elder whose logs confronts and uncovers fools. The one versed in mystery uses truth to own you. He causes scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. Aboru, aboye, abushishe, ashe. May our Igbo reach a room. May our Igbos be accepted. May our Igbos allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, ashe. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings. Joy. And prosperity. all blessing, peace, and love, joy, and prosperity. Area code 484. I do see that your hand is raised, so I am going to go to the phone lines at this time. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Brother Bataan, calling from Philadelphia.
Sure, peace and blessings. How are you today?
Yes, how you doing today? Calling from the Brother Bataan Revolutionary Talk Show. You're one of my friends that posted stuff on my page. And I know you're my friends from New Orleans, and that's how I knew about you. When you posted stuff on my page, I touched on New Orleans in terms of the disaster in that area. And I'm calling out of Philadelphia, whatnot, and, you know, we touch on everything, religion and politics and everything that involves my people. And what we've been really touching on a lot lately, I think I might have heard you touch on it mostly, was we touched on spirituality and masonry. And what we were saying is that we need to start being in the core with one in terms of love, peace, and we need to come together on a collective whole. And we had a lot of brothers last night on my show, and they mentioned your name, you know. So I just wanted to know, you know, they mentioned your name. And I was telling them, you know, your knowledge and information is phenomenal. I'm feeling it. I like it. You did something on the harvest where you were speaking about setting up our life to the highest spiritual manifestation, raising our conscience, and using our mind in a positive way. So, and the word love is the key word, even though sometimes we have ego that kick in. And I know for myself, sometimes I have to kick in. I realize that still one of the greatest things that you really cannot is love. Get it out.
And if I can, and let me jump in there real quick, because you're so right on point with that. Many of us have had that tainted, have had that destroyed for us. And understand that that's by design. That is no accident. If I can destroy you at the love center and your belief, concept, and understanding of God or spirit, then I've weakened you in every possible area. So indeed, that is often attacked for many of us as young as childhood. I know for me, my dad tried to beat the love out of me. If he had his way, I think I would have been just as bitter and unloving an individual as he became and still is in his life. So we must, for our own sanity, for our own health, and it sounds selfish to some degree, but it's a healthy spiritual selfishness to conserve and hold on to that feeling and that understanding and that expression of love, because it's truly the most powerful thing that we have. I'm truly humbled that you all even brought my name up on your show.
I'm
greatly humbled by that.
I mean, because, you know, there was a sister that also mentioned about you, too. And, you know, I think she was in the lobby, a sister that heard a lot of your information and knowledge. And a lot of it is definitely on point. And at the same time, what I also realize at the same time that you have to understand the conditions in the different cities that our people are living in, sometimes where the anger comes from. And sometimes I even do look at the system in the sense of, in the U.S. and America, is that the oppression that our people have been under and the indoctrination, meaning that a lot of different times, most people think that the war is always a physical. Now, we have that, but really most of the war, outside nations or even ourselves, you'll find out that it starts from within. So that means that in order to become oppressed, what I found out through my dialect study,
hello, brother, are you with me?
I'm still on with you. What I found out, Brother Divine Prince, from my study and whatnot, that the system of oppression comes from our lack of unity. And I put it to you like this. Each and every department from what you call the Black Panther Nation, I know you're familiar with all of them, the Moor Science Temple, the Hebrew Israelites. I'm a former Black Panther and a former Moor, and I work with the Hebrew Israelites. And what I'm saying is that we have brothers and sisters all around the world that we cover and protect. For example, I did a touch on New Orleans and what affected y'all. We're in Philadelphia. We're in the East Coast. We got brothers and sisters in Detroit. When y'all heard up there,
And this is how we felt, the Black Panther Party. We came up there to support, and so did other members of the Nation of Islam. So I feel like this time that we have right now, now's the time for us to support each other. And one of the reasons why most of your presidents have kicked in, because a lot of we have not collected ourselves in the term of a force. When I say a force, the same way when you go to a hospital, you have people in every department, nutrition, spirituality, economics, the whole system. We actually need the whole different system. And with New Orleans, it's key that you are doing what you're doing, because New Orleans needs spiritual love from the mm-hmm. devastation. And I touched on that in terms of New Orleans, because I don't hear people showing New Orleans the love that they deserve. Y'all been through a lot of this, and I've been doing a lot of research.
That's right. And New Orleans suicide rate right now is through the roof.
That's
the level of depression, the level of negative emotion and energy, it's overwhelming. People are disheartened, they're broken in spirit and in emotion, and they feel without hope. And if you have not been fed spiritually on how to get that recharge, on how to recapture your own sense of power, even in the midst of calamity, then there's really no way to reach. Because I know, and that's what, one of the reasons I did this specific topic about suicide, because I've been there. I spent many years in my early 20s being suicidal, not even knowing how to move forward. And it was in that own experience that people tried to reach out to me, you know, the best way that they could. But when you're in that place, you can't really hear anything. You can't really take anything in, because you truly believe, you give in to the disillusionment, and you truly believe that what you are feeling and experiencing is all that there is, and that people outside of you don't understand. So in that unity that you're talking about, we have to first create that for ourselves.
Okay,
you just have to. There are too many people who are replacing one addiction for another. Moving away from this society and are now, as you sort of alluded to, are looking for all the answers in the Nation, in the Moors, in the New Bible, in church, in the mosque, and that should solve every problem.
You're
not going to have any more difficulties, and many people are disappointed because that's not the reality. The reality is we are at war. This is a training ground. Camp. And no matter how peaceful, we're always being pushed to the next level. When Hurricane Katrina hit, after almost a year of feeling sort of separate from my community, when the need arose, people came to my house. They knew I was prepared if no one else was prepared. I also experienced that in 1991 during the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles.
What
the thing that broke down, one of the first communities to come together was the black community.
Yeah, that's
we had zero black-on-black crime, zero, for the whole week.
It's crazy that you said, brother, because I think what we're seeing is the sign of the time. See, me coming from, I always had a militant background, revolutionary background, so I'm going to be honest, I've always been a warrior or a soldier. And what I mean for that was that we were pretty much the protection of the mosque, the Christian churches, the community. So we were not the Black Panthers, how they're trying to make that organization seem like a terrorist organization. We dealt with police and other different races, white officials. And what our job was, most importantly, was we were the military. And now what you see coming in, you'll see it in the city, where you'll see the Moors, the FOI, you see the Hebrew Israelites in line in the search of a military in terms of with the New Orleans situation, brothers came down there and everything. Where some of us was packing, some wasn't. We came down there with food, assistance, everything, and also with shelter for the brothers and sisters in New Orleans, meaning that black people also need a military force. Some woke up, because for a while, that was negative now to most of our people, the Black Panther Party. They said, oh, man, this is negative. When they seen the importance, when the disasters hit, and they seen the attack, meaning that we are the force. One example, when you have another country like Europe or France, and let's say an African country go in there, an Islamic country go, and just hurt those people and bum rush them, you will see the rest of their brothers and sisters don't get fooled by
some of the Europeans, you will see the rest of their families of other countries come together to support them. From Philly to New York to Jersey, this is what we're trying to develop in these days and times, that when somebody messes with our brothers and sisters in another coast, we coming down there to defend their interests. That means that we look at ourselves in terms of the Coast Guard, the National Guard, the military force. Through all your organizations, if you look at them closely, you have a force right around you. You better believe it, that you got brothers and sisters that we will help you and we will assist you in your time of greed. That means that that's the unity we're talking about, and we're not talking about in the system or whatnot, but we're talking about our people can't be vulnerable, that any nation can just come and do whatever they want to our people. And other brothers and sisters that have stood back and watched our people suffer in New Orleans, I told them straight, you're going to be judged for that. You got to help. You got to help your people. There's no reason why we are the largest majority people on earth, and you got brothers and sisters on the East Coast, they're not supporting y'all down there in New Orleans in terms of food, shelter, clothing, in terms of water. The same thing with Georgia, Tennessee. So we have a lot of brothers and sisters all around the world, and through these teleprograms or not, this is a beautiful thing here. And what you're seeing in the world now is you're seeing a reconstruction of black communication and black nationhood. That it doesn't get no higher than that. When I say that, that means you got brothers and sisters all over that be mentioning your name. You got brothers and sisters all over. Even the militant section got the utmost respect for you. The militant respect got the utmost respect for you. So,
well, I'm truly humbled. Again, sometimes it feels very isolated from all aspects of the community when you do what I do. So, for those of you who don't quite understand the call, know that I needed to hear this today. My whole purpose is about healing, about moving forward. And we
must. We have to.
And many of us are walking around wounded and isolated. And for those who don't understand, who may feel you are on the opposite side looking into this perspective, know that it's about empathy. It's all about empathy. It goes beyond race, color, class. It's about understanding from another person's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime in the last day or two, maybe it was yesterday, I posted a quote from Desmond Tutu about ultimately injustice will fail, ultimately oppression will fail, ultimately racism will fail.
You got to believe negative system
from the very core. But we keep it going from both sides of the fence, because
that's
we deal with a lot of stuff from our own people, and I know you get that.
All right,
I have
know that,
more
brother.
White listeners than I do black listeners.
Right.
I have more white supporters than I do black supporters. And often my own, as Bob Marley say, a prophet is never accepted in his own country.
Right.
Often my own don't get what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, but
right.
other people do.
Uh-huh.
But the empathy aspect, for those of you who tense up when even the mention of race comes, just try and understand from the next person's perspective. Because now,
you know,
in America, we've had the white perspective forced on us. So we understand your perspective more than you think we do. We live in it. We operate within it. We have no choice. But when it comes to our perspective, that aspect is often missing, particularly for the black male. And let me say, we have an extremely high suicide rate because of that, because
mm-hmm.
of that feeling of not having support, not having anyone even trying to understand. And that fuels a lot of the crime, the backlash, the, you know, terrorism that we experience right here within our own community.
Right.
So for those who are listening, if you have a problem getting it, it's about empathy.
Right.
It's about understanding from somebody else's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I greatly appreciate your call, brother. We got about 5 minutes. So I want you to kind of finish up if you have something else to say. I want to move forward.
Okay, yeah. I didn't want to hold up. What I also wanted to say and whatnot, you know, to a lot of the white listeners that you may have and whatnot, you know, you just see a time of the different nations coming about. And what you are seeing throughout the world, well, not to see, this is what I always said, I believe on this one, that most actually of the poor white, how I feel, have all been one of the major victims of this country in terms of oppression and discrimination as well too. So that's a lot of things that's not really mentioned. And the field that we deal with here on the East Coast, sometimes it can become a little realistic. But I feel that it's necessary in order to get on down to the problems that different people face and the different terms of what we call racism, all these different things. And we have many different families and many different nationalities, so it's just important in order for us at least to be aware. But mostly what's important is love, unity, and coming together. But I feel that it's positive for other communities, white communities, because they listen. It's good that they actually hear both sides. So that way they understand black organizations like we understand theirs. That's a good thing. That's not bad. They understand us, and we understand them. And on that note, brother, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate it. Divine peace and blessings. So, again, I want to invite each and every one of you, humbly, in all love, peace, and understanding, to join me again tomorrow here at high noon on the Power Lunch. I'm going to do an hour-long show on tomorrow, and I am going to come from another powerful, powerful topic. It's not that I try and find topics that shock and overwhelm, but I truly submit to spirit when I decide, often minutes before the show, what is going to be talked about. And, of course, the phone call can always alter that at any given moment. But we must learn to empathize and understand from the next person's perspective. It's very easy to get locked into our own stuff. That is human nature. That is also the limits of an earthbound understanding and mentality. We are cosmic. We are universal. We are divine. And we must begin to take on all the aspects of divinity in all your ways and all your understanding. Don't neglect spirit. For truly, without spirit, you are without anything. There is no chance for survival. There is no chance for revolution. We share a physical earth plane right here and right now for which we must navigate in order to move to the next level. With my last 30 seconds, I implore you to meditate and understand that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test of one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.